Hello, I'm Robin Lynn Maven, the CEO, creator, and producer of Vibes Live. We have over 2 million geographical listeners reaching 200 countries with nonstop music 24/7. Just tune in on VibesLive.com.
I say the hit, hop, and you just don't stop it, and just get ready to jam. The Disco Daddy Wide World of Hip Hop Radio Show, every Saturday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, only on VibesLive.com, with special guests every week. Don't miss it.
Hello out there, Disco Daddy here. Welcome to another edition of Disco Daddy's Wide World of Hip Hop and R&B. And if you've been following us, and I know you have, then you know that we've been documenting our history of hip hop and R&B with interviews with legendary figures. We also have new artists who are breaking out that you may never have heard of, but that you should know about, who are making good music, hip hop and R&B. We have one of those artists today, carrying on the legacy of a family that he's descended from, Mr. Beads Gordy Brooks. He's the first Gordy that I know of that's in the hip-hop. And not only is he into it, the brother is dope. Okay, so we're going to be talking to him about his life, the music, what drew up in the hip-hop, and naturally his family legacy, which is rich in American musical history. Mr. Beads Gordy Brooks, how are you, sir?
I'm doing all right today. I want to thank y'all for having me on your station today, and I'm just very appreciative and glad to be a part of this.
Thank you. Well, we want to get into you and your music, but first we want to, what we let our guests do is tell us a little bit about themselves, how they started, where they grew up, and take us all the way up and through school, and what drew you into hip-hop. Mr. Beads Gordy Brooks on Disco Daddy's Wide World of Hip Hop and R&B. You got the floor, my brother.
All right. My name is Beads Gordy Brooks. I grew up in Detroit, Michigan. I started rapping about 10 years old. It was about 1986. I went to a Run DMC concert, and I was floored. And that's when I actually became into the hip-hop and taking it serious. And my family, they are Gordys, you know what I'm saying, and they are the Motown side of the family, but I'm this hip-hop side of the family. I've been doing this, like I said, about 32 years now. As far as me coming up in the Detroit hip-hop scene, I've done so much stuff in the Detroit hip-hop scene. I've been with the likes of people like Eminem, Royce the 5'9", Slum Village, just to name a few groups that has made it out of here. I worked with them before in my life. Actually, Eminem's manager, you know what I'm saying, Paul Rosenberg, was my manager before he was his.
Wow.
Just to give y'all a little synopsis, I don't know if y'all seen the movie 8 Mile, but in the movie Mile, you know, he had to go through this group called the Free World. Well, in the movie, when he was depicting the Free World, he actually was depicting my crew, which is called Last Ones Out in 31 Flavors. We were the ones.
What year was this?
Huh?
What year was this that you guys were doing that?
About 1994 is when we really started taking over the Detroit hip-hop scene. And Eminem came in around 95.
Gotcha.
And it was a place called the Hip-Hop Shop. And that's where we all used to, you know, congregate at. Just all of the musicians and rappers used to congregate there all the time. But my crew was like the biggest crew in Detroit. It was like 13 MCs, and they never seen 13 MCs together like that. It's a big crew.
Man. Wow.
Yep. So, you know, and I actually got... Go ahead.
No. During the 90s, what was the flavor, the early 90s, I assume? What was the flavor of Detroit? Because, you see, we hear New York, L.A., but we never really get an idea of Chicago, Detroit, what was happening during those times. We just went into a little bit of it about the nightclubs and stuff like that, but they have a breakdancing scene, the whole graffiti artists that you guys need.
In the 80s and 90s, the Detroit hip-hop scene was similar to L.A. and New York. You know, it was just a bunch of graffiti everywhere. We got graffiti, breakdancing. You know, we had a bunch of R&B singers. Techno was real big in Detroit, too. You know, so that Detroit had a big techno house scene, too. And in the early 90s, I would say our flavor was more like soul hip-hop type music. You know what I mean? It was based off of real hip-hop. It wasn't just, like no straight-up street shit like that. You know what I mean?
We've been in the
whole culture of hip-hop just as long as New York and L.A. has. It's been pretty much the same thing, you know?
Right. Now, that's interesting. Now, with your family's background in the pop R&B, what pulled you into hip-hop?
Like I said, what pulled me into hip-hop was that Run DMC concert. That did it.
I remember you saying that. Okay. And they impressed you that much?
It impressed me that much where I just want, when I went home the next day, I said, I'm about to be a rapper. I started writing, and then my uncle was a big record collector, so I started taking some of his records, and then I'd play them on the record, and then take the tape deck and just loop certain parts of the record.
To
rap on. That's how I got into producing, too. I started producing at 11. Yep.
Now, this is interesting. The thing is, were you, before that concert, were you writing anything or thought about rapping before that?
I like rap and things like that, but actually I started making music at 3 years old. See, my grandmother, which is Barry Gordy's first cousin, she's an organist. So, you know, she bought me my drum set at 3 years old and said, you're going to make some music. So I was playing drums for 7 years before I started rapping. I was playing drums. So that's really how I got into music, was playing drums. I was a drummer.
Okay. Tell us something. It's just the detail for hip-hop, from hip-hop for a minute. What is it like growing up in a family like yours that has such a rich musical history? I mean, what are some of the things that you learned about the music business and everything? I'm sure that just being around, there were certain things that rubbed off on you. What is that like? And besides meeting people like the gigantic artists like the Temptations and Marvin, people like that, how did that influence you also?
I mean, it influenced me a great deal. As far as growing up around it, I was just a kid, so I was just in a state of shock and awe, you know what I mean, just to meet these type of people and stuff like that. But I really never was on the business side until I got a little bit older, you know what I mean? But as far as growing up around it, it was wonderful because, you know, it was like a family, you know what I mean? It was like they took creativity and used it all like a family. It wasn't like just business. You know what I mean?
Motown
did get people in like a family, and it made it more creative because you can be yourself, and it's not like strictly business. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I really, I appreciate your family and the company, and I'll tell you a little something. My first record, Gigolo Rap, I was the first hip-hop artist to get permission from Motown to use music from the Motown catalog. It wasn't MC Hammer. Okay. It was Disco Daddy. We used music from Give It To Me Baby. And this was 1981.
And you know what? I heard a little bit about that history through my cousin Iris Gordy. She told me a little bit about that. That's how I knew who you was. That's how I knew you was, Disco Daddy. I found out who you were through Iris.
Well, I'm going to tell you the story. That's a very short story. But I was 77. I was a very popular DJ at the Workshop Disco. I used to go up to Motown on Sunset and pick up records, promo records, that they used to give away to DJs at 12 inches. And I went up there one day to pick up records from Jesus Garber, who was a promo man. He said, somebody wants to meet you. My club had become the number one black teenage club. Plus, I was a DJ at the biggest record store in California called Big Ben's. And I had a weekly column that I wrote where I interviewed new music called Music Notes for the Scoop newspaper, which was the 100,000 a week circulation entertainment publication. So it gave me a unique power outside of radio. I wrote reviews. I played records at the point of purchase at the record store, which was the big record store. We had a lot of the acts come from different labels there. But anyway, He said somebody wanted to meet you. He took me upstairs to the top floor, walked past Berry Gordy's office and into this other office of this lady. She was so well-dressed, beautiful. She said, I heard you're a very popular DJ. We have a new group coming out called High Energy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the single. And the album comes out next week. So I said, sure, I'll play it this Friday. And she gave me the single. And Friday I'm at the club. And the owner comes back and he says, Disco, there's a lady out here in a limo with five girls. I said, wow, that's Iris Gordy from Motown. She had come all the way to the hood, homie, to the hood, 1977, to the Workshop Disco, 91st and Western, okay, as black as you can get in the hood, with her girls, which gave me a deep appreciation for the hustle.
Right,
that's what
right.
They did in Detroit when they went out to the streets. They had kids that listened to the music. So it wasn't something, to me, she's a big exec, but at the time, she's Iris Gordy promoting her group and brought them down there. They stayed 2 or 3 hours, danced, had a good time, and then left. And ever since then, right, you know, and I, you know, in 1981, I asked for permission to do the record. I don't know if she was actively involved in that, but it went through. And Motown had never done that before. So that's my connection to your family.
I never knew that history.
Wow.
Just put me on something I never knew. I appreciate that information.
Right. So when I got into Facebook, I reached out to every Gordy I could find it because of the connection. And I said, this would be the only way I could probably reach them. And it turned out I was able to remind who I was. And, you know, this had been like 30-something years that we had even, that incident even happened. And then her daughter came on board, because I guess she told her daughter the story. But now I'm talking to Beads Gordy Brooks on Disco Daddy's Wide World of Hip Hop, the newest generation of the family, hip-hop oriented, and the brothers got some cold-blooded music. Now, I understand you got a new album out, Beads.
Yeah, actually, it's supposed to be slated to come out June 12th. That's the date.
Okay, and what's the name of it?
The name of the album is called Return to the Streets.
Return to the Streets. I think my producer may have Robin Lynn, if you're there. Do you have that track? We want to play this. Before we get into it, tell us a little bit about the song itself and the group and what you guys' mission and vision are.
Okay, this song right here is the first single off the album by Beads Gordy Brooks. It's called We'll Show Ya, and it's featuring my little cousin, another Gordy. His name is J-Dub, and it's featuring my little brother named K. Arsenal. He's on there, too. And the vision of the song is, you know, basically trying to bring hip-hop, you know, back into the radio station waves other than just having trap music. But, you know, they're young brothers. You know, I'm 49, and they're in their early 20s. So I wanted to, you know, bring something out to try to draw in a younger crowd that listen to all that trap music. We're trying to bring them into the hip-hop world. You know, not that much hip-hop on the radio. You got Kendrick Lamar and a few other artists, but it ain't that much hip-hop on the radio.
Right.
So that's the vision of the song, to try to draw the world back into hip-hop, the culture of it, you know.
Okay. Okay. And the name of the track again? We're about to play it right now. The name of the track?
We'll Show Ya.
We'll show you.
I'm rolling with Jay Wells, put you under a spell.
Yeah, I don't know
why they won't do something. I'm rolling with Jay Wells, put you under a spell.
I'll show you. This ain't no show and tell. I'll show you. I'm honest in the game. I'll show you. I'm honest in the game. I'll show you. This ain't no show and tell. I'll show you. This ain't no show and tell. I'll show you. I'm honest in the game. I'll show you. I'm honest in the game. I'll show you.
Yeah, she a dime, but that still loose change. And she like it how I do my thing. And I'm hot just like blue flames. I need the iced out Cartier frames with a new chain. I'll show you, I'm charging the feet. If you ever fly with me, then you flying for free. If they ever talk down, they ain't talking to me. As you can see, I got my hustle degree. Yeah, walk through the mall with a pocket full of paper. I'm just trying to ball, building the waiver. She told me not to call, now she want me to save her. I told her, no, I'm straight, you don't owe me no favors, yeah. Couldn't see my vision, now I'm on a mission. Me against the world, still no competition. Stuck in that position, making tough decisions. I'm like an automatic gun with an issue, yeah. Ready for war, I'm ready for more. Put a price on your head like you came from the store.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Put a price on your head like you came from the store.
If you think this is the game,
we'll show ya.
She say I got no game.
I'll show ya.
I'll show ya. It ain't about the fame.
I'll show ya.
Yo, Nintendo,
old Sega Genesis. It's the beginning, like reading Genesis. I've been had bread, I broke it like I did my wrist. My neck cold, like the temperature of six. I've been making moves, you just sitting on the bench. We all stars like Griffey Ball, harder than the six. All eyes on me, like pocket 1996. At 2-3, on me, Jason Richardson. That ain't bosses, y'all really middlemen. That pistol blowing, leave your body blowing in the wind. I hope God can clear you here again. Cause you about to meet them then.
We'll show ya.
We about to meet again. Straight up. All facts.
The stars shine as the planets align. I put a sign in the sky as the doctor's rhyme. Only fucking with the bitches if the bitches are dying. With some nice plump tits and the fat behind. No less bros, let's they give up the show. If they give me they dough, then that makes you my hoe. They tried to cross the boss, I toss the shoes up in the sky. I cut the power, grant the funk to make your girl wanna fuck from a truck. Coca-Cola delivered in great big chunks. Fuck up your world, Earl Flynn and your girl. While I'm fucking other princes, diamonds and pearl. She's in the trap because it's a rap, and that's just a fact. I take her money and I won't give back. You think this is a game?
We'll show ya.
She say I got no game.
We'll show ya.
No need to complain.
We'll show ya.
It ain't about the fame.
We'll show ya.
It ain't about the fame.
We'll show ya.
No need to complain.
We'll show ya.
She say I got no game.
We'll show ya.
You think this is a game?
We'll show ya.
Motherfuckers,
we'll show ya.
What?
We'll show ya. We'll show ya.
I mean, you can dance to it. We'll show you. I like the hook.
You, I appreciate it, bro.
You got it going on. Now, what is the creative? We'll show you. That's the single from the new album. We're going to get back into that for, in a minute. But what is the creative process like for you, BG? You get hooks or you sit down and work with music first or get the hook and build the music around it? How do you put your stuff together?
You know what? I got different theories on how I do it. You know, sometimes I might just write without music, but I haven't done that in a long time. So usually what I do is I get the music first or make the music, and then I come with a direction on the hook first, or maybe I might come with the rhyme first. So it really doesn't really matter.
Right.
It just comes to me in different ways. You know, it depends on the music and how I'm going with the flow of the music.
Right.
So sometimes
right.
I might make the music and then say, well, wait a minute, I'm hearing some words, so I might just write a verse and then come with the hook later. But then sometimes I might come with the hook first. And then if I come with the hook first,
right.
it's easier for me because then I have a direction to write.
Okay. And then when you're putting your videos together, how does that work? How does it create them? Do you lay out the project in advance or after you've recorded the song, do you start thinking about the video? How does that work?
That works the way that you just said it. I usually listen to the music first, and then I come with the vision on how I'm going to lay out the video. That's usually how I do it.
Gotcha.
You know, I sit there, and it might take me a couple of days just to come up with a treatment. You know what I mean? But once I come up with the treatment,
right.
then I go with the flow. I might shoot half of the video and say, wait a minute, more ideas is coming. Then I stop there and then let the creative process come through and then finish it off, you know?
Right. Right. Okay. And what are your, you have some, you know, we've been friends on Facebook for a while. What are your views on the new type of music? Trap, you mentioned that, the mumble rap and all that. What do you think about those, you know, different types of evolution?
I like all types of music. You know what I mean? I listen to trap music. I listen to all types of music. Cause see, I'm a musician first, like some stuff on my new album. I got, like, some R&B on there, and I got some punk rock. I got a punk rock song on my album, you know? So,
wow.
I like all types of music, but, you know, as far as the evolution, I wanted to come back to where hip-hop was, like, maybe the golden era type age. That film is
right.
a different film because it was more of a variety back then. See, like, right now, you
right.
know, it seems like everybody trying to sound the same. You know, all of these young artists is coming out, they trying to sound like, exactly like somebody on the radio. And I think that's a problem right now, rap music, because like everybody wants to sound exactly the same. And, you know, that's why I appreciate the golden era of hip-hop, because everybody kind of had their own mind, their own style. Wasn't nobody really trying to bite off each other. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we've got your album. It will be available. Where could people go to find, because you've got other work out there, but where can people go to find Beach Gordy Brooks music? And including the new album that's going to be dropped. Well, you can tell us when it's going to drop, actually.
It's supposed to be dropping June 12th, 2018, and it will be available in all internet stores, all of them. I'm talking about iTunes, Spotify, any internet store it's going to be available on. And then also, I'm trying to get the distribution right to where I can have it in Best Buy, certain places like that. But all internet stores it will be available on.
Okay, and does We Show You, We'll Show You, does that drop before the album does?
Yeah, actually, that single's supposed to be dropping in May, and then we're actually shooting a video for it right now. We just shot the first three scenes about 3 days ago, so we're trying to get that knocked out now. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. We want you to keep us posted on that because, Mr. Beast Gordy Brooks, we believe that you're one of the up-and-coming stars of hip-hop, and I don't just say that because you're on my show, but I've listened to your music. I've listened to it evolve on Facebook. You release certain tracks, and this one is the rockin'est tune. Not that you haven't had any rockin' tunes before, but this one is just like you just described it, as the old school rockin' flavor to it. You know what I'm saying? I noticed you didn't use any synthetic voice and vocals and things that's popular now. You know, you captured the flavor. You did do that.
And that actually was kind of the vision of the song, because, you know, my album, I got so many styles. I got a lot of synthesized stuff and stuff like that. But some said, you know, use a single that's, you know, going to kind of just gear back towards the old hip-hop flavor, but still have
right.
come in and listen to it.
You nailed it, brother. You nailed it with that. We'll show you. You did. Okay, well, we appreciate your contributions to hip-hop Beats, Gordy Brooks. And we want you to know, thank you, we want you to know that we support you. We're going to continue to support you. This is going to be the first new artist preview that we've done, because we recognize there's a lot of young artists. Next week we got Nene Ali out of New York. She's a young, she's on Facebook friends, but she's... Really? Okay. Well, she's going to be the second artist featured in our new artist showcase. So you're the first. Okay. And we're proud to be able to do this. Okay. Because you are going to be legendary, my brother. Okay. It's in your blood.
I appreciate that coming from the legendary Disco Daddy. Now, I appreciate that. I'm honored to even be on your show. And I appreciate y'all so much for even having me be a guest today. I really do.
Thank you, Beach Gordy Brooks. Okay, and plus you'll be out here. We got some plans. I understand my producers, she's always percolating with ideas and stuff like that. I call her Miss Fantastic, okay? Robin Lynn Maybin.
She's Miss Super Fantastic. You got to put super in there.
Okay. All right. She's already thinking about things that might be able to help you with promotion and stuff like that, and her company Vibes Live is actively involved in hip-hop promotions out here and other things. She's everywhere. But we're definitely going to keep you in the fold, my brother, and I appreciate you doing my show. All right. Beach Gordy Brooks.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
God bless y'all.
Thank you. Thank you. Beach Gordy Brooks. His single, We'll Show You, will be dropping within the next month or so. And then the album, which is it titled yet, or is it still untitled for the June 12th drop of the album?
Return to the Streets.
Okay, Return to the Streets?
Yes, sir.
Is that the name of it? Okay, Return to the Streets with the single We'll Show You dropping from it. Beach Gordy Brooks on Disco Daddy's Wide World of Hip Hop. We're out.
So wasn't it a great show? Come back next week, every Saturday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Disco Daddy's Wide World of Hip Hop Show. Man, it's a great one. Epic. See you next week. Bye.